This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump is hitting the road this weekend. He's going to do a big campaign-style rally in Florida and on his way on Friday, to be specific. He's going to swing by a Boeing factory in South Carolina, where he is expected to sing the virtues and the praises of the not all that long ago in the GOP doghouse Export-Import Bank of the United States. Boeing, it just so happens, is a big fan of the Ex-Im Bank. It does export promotion, basically, loan guarantees and financing, so overseas buyers can buy American stuff. Republicans have worked hard to kill the bank, very hard, which gets us to this very interesting presidential lifeline. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more on that.
David Eichert runs Air Tractor. It makes crop-dusting planes and firefighting planes.
Our market is throughout the world.
In some parts of the world, the financial infrastructure is not that mature, he says.
The banking infrastructure just doesn't facilitate five-year, six-year, seven-year loans for a piece of equipment like an airplane.
So the Ex-Im Bank steps in with loans or loan guarantees to help Eichert help his customers buy his planes.
It's worked extremely well for us, and it is an absolute must in some places.
Now, the biggest beneficiaries of the Ex-Im Bank historically have been large companies like Boeing and GE, and this bothers free market conservatives in particular.
It amounts to corporate welfare.
Véronique de Rougy is a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center. She says that foreign customers who get helped out by the bank are sometimes competitors to U.S. companies. So if Boeing gets help selling airplanes to Air Emirates, for example, Emirates gets a leg up on Delta.
It's fundamentally unfair.
This may be true in a few industries, says Ted Alden with the Council on Foreign Relations, but
if you look at U.S. export performance, generally it's so weak, I think there's a strong argument to be made for boosting export performance.
Finally, supporters of the bank say it levels the playing field internationally. Lauren Thompson is COO of the Lexington Institute.
If we eliminated Ex-Im Bank, the United States would be the only major trader that didn't have one.
And that is why it's likely Trump will come out in support of the bank. It promotes exports. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.